Spending a few minutes now with Haverford College women's basketball coach Bobby Morgan. Her squad headed to the Division III NCAA tournament as the champions of the Centennial Conference, and they will take on Rosemont in the first round on Friday up in Massachusetts. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. An incredible accomplishment as you guys were able to take the conference championship. How special was it winning that title on Saturday?
Well, I mean, I think given the fact that we were the third seed and we had to beat Johns Hopkins, the second seed who beat us twice, and then knock off the top seed on their home court, it was fabulous. You know, you couldn't have asked for a better story.
Now, I mean, you guys had a great season to that point, but what really worked this weekend? Because those were a couple of heavy lifts you guys pulled off, and to beat Gettysburg as convincingly as you did in the title game, what really worked?
Well, I mean, we played phenomenal defense in both games. I don't remember the final scores exactly, but I think we held both teams in the 40s. That was really the difference for us in our other games against those teams. We'd allowed more points, and we really just clamped down, played great defense.
If I talked to you late October, early November, was this a possibility you thought if this team reached its potential?
Well, you know, we had been to the tournament last year. We had an at-large bid, but we lost 2,000 point scores, but we thought we'd still be pretty good. We're very guard oriented, and we kind of changed our offense. And would I have said we would absolutely win? No, but I thought we could be in the mix.
For people that aren't familiar, who are some of the players that have made this possible?
So we have a Philly girl, Macy Goldback, who is from Garnet Valley High School, who scored 1,000 points, and she's really been a driving force. But honestly, every given night, it's been someone else. We have Megan Furch from St. John Vianney High School, Anna Sophia Capizzi from Washington, D.C. I mean, they've also been key players. And our point guard, Katie Cook, has been a four-year starter. So we really have had, you know, different nights, different people step up.
So you know you're in with the automatic bid. So you're watching the selection show. How long does it take to process that you're playing a school down the street, but you're playing them 300 miles away?
Well, I mean, I think we all looked at that and went like, what? And, you know, literally that's what we said. Like, we should play the game and then go up to Tufts. But, you know, it's a great experience for the kids to travel. And I think you have to look at it that way. I mean, it's, you know, they really feel like they're part of something when they get to go to these places and participate in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, it doesn't really matter who you play, but it is unusual that we're playing somebody that we can walk to.
And when you look at this Rosemont team, just a phenomenal season. I think they ran the table in the Colonial States Athletic Conference. What jumps out at you as you start your scout?
Well, I mean, again, you know, they have a legitimate Division I player in Ashley Murray. She's 6'3". She transferred from Texas Southern by way of, I think she was at Imhotep. She's a local girl. And she's going to be a handful. She's not a typical Division III player. But they have a lot of talented kids. You know, and again, they've had a great season. I think it's, in some ways, it's kind of cool that two local teams that are, you know, going to have a chance to play in the tournament, and that we hit each other so early is a bummer. But, you know, we'll do our best.
From a prep standpoint, I know you didn't play them this year, but I'm sure just from osmosis, there's a certain amount of knowledge you have about this group. Does it allow you to hit the ground running a little more when you're scouting and game planning and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, we've got access to all their film like everyone does, and they did have we scrimmaged Cabrini University, where I used to coach, and they did play Cabrini. So, you know, we kind of know some of their personnel, and we're familiar with them a little bit. You know, the Colonial States Athletic Conference changed dramatically this year. A lot of the teams left to form a new conference. So, you know, I think that they really ran through that pretty easily. But I think what's most impressive is some of their non-conference wins. They beat Rutgers Newark, who won the NJAC. So, you know, this is a really good team that we're playing.
And if you guys are to have success, not just maybe Friday, but if you're able to put a run together, what do you guys absolutely have to do?
Well, you know, to get past Rosemont, we just have to really defend and keep them off the boards, because, you know, that we have to negate their height. And if we get to Saturday, Tufts is a perennial Final Four Division III team, and they've been, you know, in the national championship game. But they actually play much more our style. You know, they run some of the same things we do on offense, and they're very defensive-oriented. So, you know what, I think if we just play relaxed and just focus on our defense and just have really go in with the same mindset we went into last weekend, was like, let's just have some fun and take this as far as we can go.